What are you watching for fun and some much-needed distraction these days? Well, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has ideas for some new shows, freshly picked for your viewing pleasure. Eric Deggans says they're all worth watching, and he's with us now. Eric, great to have you.
Hey, yeah, you know, after watching, you know, hearings on TV, you know, Supreme Court decisions, you know, maybe you need to unwind a little bit with some TV.
Totally agree. So let's start with Loot on Apple TV+. In the first episode, Maya Rudolph's character throws herself into a charity she forgot she founded after divorcing her cheating husband, and that doesn't thrill the charity director. Let's listen.
Look, I'm not trying to shame a girl for having a good time, especially after what happened. You do you, but you can't go traveling around the world getting on the news for falling into swimming pools.
Lots of people fall into swimming pools all the time.
Yeah, but they don't then get out and try to give the waiter a lap dance.
In my defense, I really did think it was Sting. They have this same hairline when you're on drugs.
Eric, Rudolph can be so funny. She's stolen plenty of scenes across her career. How does she do here?
You know, it's interesting because this seems to be kind of based on, you know, maybe what Melinda Gates might have gone through. It starts with her husband. She's having a birthday party. You know something's going to go wrong with this relationship, right? But the way this cast kind of tells this story is just so interesting and engaging and funny that I find myself really enjoying it, even though I kind of had a sense I knew where the story was going.
Well, in that clip we just heard, I just love this line. Lots of people fall into swimming pools all the time, and the charity director responds, yeah, but they don't get out and try to give the waiter a lap dance.
Exactly. Just when you think her character has kind of learned her lesson, she always takes it to the next level, you know.
All right. So that's Loot on Apple TV Plus, starring Maya Rudolph. Let's talk about this FX show, The Bear. It's streaming on Hulu. It's about a young man leaving the fine dining world to take over a humble sandwich shop. Now, you might expect that shop to be bear-themed, but no, it's called The Original Beef of Chicagoland. So, Eric, why is this show called The Bear?
Well, the lead character is played by this wonderful actor, Jeremy Allen White, and the character's name is Carmen Berzato. So that nickname sort of comes from their last name.
I see.
You know, one of the most interesting parts about this show is the way they show this kitchen and how chaotic it is and how, Carmen is struggling to bring the strategy and processes of a fine dining establishment to, you know, a family-owned kind of neighborhood kitchen.
Yo! Somebody come try this, cousin!
Yeah, right!
That was a perfect.
Hey, go, chef. Chef. It's redundant and white, just like you.
Heard.
All right, sounds pretty exciting in there.
So basically, he comes in there, and one of the things he insists is that they all call each other chef as a sign of respect. And these folks who've been sort of essentially slinging hash for years, they're not having it, you know?
Yeah, so, interesting.
It's one of the best shows of the summer, and I really highly recommend everybody check it out.
Oh, well, that's a strong recommendation. Eric, I'm curious, without giving too much away, does Carmen manage to impose fine dining values on a short order establishment with any success?
Well, what I'll say is there's a meeting of the minds. Not okay. Quite halfway, you know, but they do have to kind of meet each other.
Okay. Finally, Eric, let's talk about HBO's Westworld, which returns for its fourth season. For folks who haven't seen this, this is a show about androids that were created for a Wild West theme park. But the story has really evolved since it began. So, Eric, what do fans need to know about the fourth season? Will they be happy to tune in for this one?
I have no idea because this show is so complicated. So Westworld, of course, started out in the first season about this sort of amusement park that had these artificial people in it where people could go and sort of pretend to be in the Wild West or whatever. Those artificial people actually gained consciousness. They became alive. And they began to rebel against the humans who were abusing them. Now, the fourth season starts, and all the key characters are in different places now. And part of the fun of watching the first episode is trying to figure out, like, why are they in this place and what are they doing? So I don't want to spoil that. But eventually, everyone realizes that there is another malevolent force out there that is trying to assert control. And so I think we'll see a lot of the fourth season sort of focused on the effort to stop that.
All right. Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about some great and interesting and fun stuff to watch on TV. We all need some distraction and a little bit of fun, especially these days. Eric, thanks for your advice. We always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.